session of the Berlin Mayor and Council for Monday, May 9, 2016. As has been our tradition for many, many years, I'd like to invite everyone to join the Mayor and Council in reciting the Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah, first item tonight, or this is also a tradition, is the approval of minutes. First is the approval of minutes of the executive session on April 25th.
Motion to approve.
All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Boyas to approve the April 25th executive session minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Please let the record show that all council members are present and that the motion was unanimous. The reason for the closed executive session is one of the Maryland meeting call was to discuss the appointment, employment, assignment, promotion, discipline, demotion, compensation, removal, resignation, or performance evaluation of appointees, employees, or officials over whom this public body has jurisdiction, or any other personnel matter that affects one or more specific individual. Okay. Next is the approval of the regular session minutes of April 25th.
Motion to approve.
Okay, a motion by Councilmember Boyas to approve the regular session minutes as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? If the motion passes, unanimously. Thank you. Next is the minutes of the utility fund budget work session of May 2nd.
Motion to approve.
A motion by Councilmember Boyas to approve the utility fund budget work session May 2nd. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you very much. And one more time. We have the Berlin Fire Company budget work session minutes of May 7th.
Motion to approve also.
And we have a motion by Councilmember Quinnis to approve the Berlin Fire Company budget work session minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you very much. And now we're up to item two, which is the approving the financing of two EDUs by Stephen Black, owner of 10621 Ocean Gateway, also known as Arby's, and what most folks refer to the plat as. And this is going to be presented by Planning Director David Ingram.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening.
As we've previously done for some of the commercial property owners, we have financed EDUs in the past. The metering suggests that Mr. Black for the Arby's will require two EDUs. It's a scaled-down version. He has newer equipment that uses fewer gallons per day. He no longer has the morning traffic, the breakfast traffic with the new once a new restaurant is constructed. So that cuts down on quite a few of the visits from the high school students for bathroom breaks and water usage. And he has provided documentation to me and to Water Resources Director Jane Kreider that show the metering for his last, I believe it was 9 months of usage. But he would like to request that he can finance those two EDUs as part of the permit process. We already have collected 10%, which has been our custom when they are financed. And so he comes before you to ask for financing of the EDUs on the five-year period as we've done before.
Does anyone have any questions for Dave regarding the request by Stephen Black to finance two EDUs each for a period of 5 years so that they can have the approval for the equivalent dwelling units for the Arby's project?
Dave. This request
is in line with what we've done before?
Yes, sir.
And it meets all of those?
Yes, sir. Even the document, we had updated it last year in 15. And the previous ones have all been a 10% deposit of the EDU cost, whether it's 2 or 20, and then finance over 5 years, equal payments to be paid off in the 60 months.
Move to approve.
We have a motion to approve the financing of two EDUs by Stephen Black for 10621 Ocean Gateway. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you, David.
Thank you. Well, good luck, Steve. We're looking forward to your new property.
Get the hills.
Yes,
you have to work it in. Say, this is the joy.
Now, item 3 is motion of the mayor and council, called motion 2016-22, the fireworks contract for our July, at least planned, fireworks celebration for July 3rd, 2016. And this will be presented by Ivy Wells, our economic and community developer.
Good evening, mayor and council. I'm hoping in your packet you have a contract for the fireworks that will be taking place at the Berlin Falls Park on July 3rd. And after reviewing the contract, due to the $10,000 that is required to pay for the fireworks, I do need to present this to you tonight and ask for your permission to spend $10,000 to have the fireworks display on July 3rd. I have set aside $10,000 for this event. There are several other fundraisers going on with the hopes that the money that I have set aside will be cut in half.
So, in other words, the money you're raising would be applied towards this contract.
That's correct.
So, and you're at least, I mean, I'm going to put you on the spot, but you're hopeful that maybe up to $5,000, maybe possibly raised.
At least $5,000. That's correct.
Now, where are these fireworks going to be held? Berlin Falls?
At Berlin Falls Park. I have a. In your packet, you may have a site map.
Yeah, I don't have a site map. Yeah.
It's the same place that the fireworks were during Jeep Jam. Same exact site plan.
They basically come down over the pond.
They come down over the pond, and we'll have spectators able to tailgate in the parking lot.
And how long is this display going to be, you think?
10 to 15 minutes.
Okay.
Are you going for the single year, or are you going for the multi-year that's also attached?
The single year.
The single year.
We learn as we go.
Correct.
Make a motion to approve.
I have one question. Telemarketing liability associated with this event.
They have included their certificate of insurance for Power Engineering. It is $9 million.
A lot of the protocols that preclude or precede this, I know Ivy's met with the fire marshal regarding this, and also she has a meeting, I believe, set up with the Berlin Fire Company, because that's one of the precursors that have happened.
I met with the fire marshal today.
Yeah, I think if people have noticed, if you've gone to fireworks, like I go all the time to Ocean Downs, I go with the fire company, they have to have an ambulance on site. They have to have so many people in attendance from the fire company. They have to have a staging area to release the fireworks. You know,
that's
there's
correct.
A lot involved. It's, you know, Ivy's going to be working both with the fire company and the fire marshal, you know, to make this as safe as possible.
That's correct.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion that we approve the fireworks. July 3rd contract.
And we have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the fireworks display contract with America's World Class Fireworks for July 3rd, 2016, basically in an amount not to exceed $10,000.
Yes.
I'd like to, if I raise more money, I'd like to...
But for as far as the town.
Yes, yes.
Town. See, we're only speaking for the town.
Yes, that's correct.
No, that's bloody. Okay, no, thank you. All in favor of the motion? All right. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. I just want to make sure. Thank you. Next is number four on our agenda is a request from Sunrise Church to leave it well in operation at 10026 Main Street, which is basically the former Merle Sunlet. Who has the information regarding this request?
I can take the lead if you want.
Come on down.
Mayor, Council, good evening. My name is Jerry Wade. I'm the executive pastor for Sunrise Church.
Go ahead.
We're requesting permission to keep one of those several wells open. You may know that the seller of the property, Muriel Select, is this very week shutting down all of the wells and dismantling all of the septic systems. We're requesting permission to keep open just one well. It's the one that's dedicated to maintain the fire storage tank. You're allowing us to do that will in turn allow us to keep the fire sprinkler systems functioning at the property during the pendency of the changeover from well and septic to town water and sewer. We imagine that could be a process that could take up to 2 years, perhaps, until we get bring all of the buildings online.
And then will this well be shut down, or will you keep it for, like, watering?
No, we would plan to shut it down.
When this is all done.
Absolutely, yeah. So we'd be completely on town water or sewer.
Maybe Jane can explain what the town policy is and why he has to come and ask for this permission.
Right. The town policy is, and because of our wellhead protection program, that any wells that are in town will have to be abandoned once they tie in water and sewer, or when water and sewer is available. And in this instance, most of those wells will be abandoned, but it makes sense to have that fire protection until they can convert over. So I'm in support of it. The county is in support of it, but it's out of my jurisdiction, so.
Thank God for anything you can pass on. And I think the pastor will be praying for it.
Amen.
It is not a precedent. This is something we've done from time to time. Good. And it makes perfectly good sense. So I think
we agree.
Can I make that motion then? To allow Sunrise Church to leave a well in operation at 10026 Main Street until their infrastructure is in place and they have the water available
from the town.
If I could, please, the motion reads May 9, 2018. That was the date that the pastor and I worked on and he felt comfortable with. So
indeed.
Do you want me to put dates?
I would.
Please. Okay. So this is a motion to approve number 2016-23 to leave the well that supplies the fire protection storage tank at the former Merle Select location in operation until May 9th of 2018, and this is 10026 Main Street, Berwyn, Maryland.
Yes, thank you.
We have a motion by Councilmember Hall to approve motion 2016-23 as requested by Sunrise Church. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed?
Thank you, Mayor, Council. Yes. Thank you so much. God bless.
Look forward to seeing lots of progress.
Very soon.
Good. Thank you.
Jobs for Berlin.
Okay. Next is item 5 on the agenda, which is a stormwater code clarification. What will happen is it's an introduction of an ordinance 2016-03. Jane,
you're
going to explain a little bit about what this is all about.
I can take it. Sure. So it's pretty straightforward. There's a section in our stormwater code that apparently is completely clear in terms of who gets to inspect and document each environmental site design planning technique and practice. And what this language change would do is clarify that the site design and planning techniques will be inspected and documented either by the town or its authorized representative. Currently, current language is a little ambiguous. It's created an issue with this, and we'd just like to get that clarified. We did look through the code to see if there's any other kinds of ambiguities around inspections and determined that that's not the case. This is the only part of the code that contains that type of language, and so we're recommending that the council make that code change. The public hearing will be held on June 13th.
And this is just to make it clear so that in our, there's many steps that we're hoping to do a large suggestion and working with our department heads to try to streamline the entire process without letting, in fact, if anything, making it more clear as to how all the many codes and regulations and policies can be understood and clearly upfront to all potential developers rather than single family home or major development. And this is just a little tiny bit of wording that we just don't want misunderstood, because quite frankly, it doesn't make a lot of sense to have a town paying for inspectors unless the inspectors don't keep them designated. It's a fine tuning, but thank goodness we're at the point that we need to.
Motion tonight, or
no? It's just introduced tonight at the public hearing at the next meeting.
Right. We've already started to advertise. The advertising will come out this week, so we'll be set for the public hearing on the
13th. Thank you. Next, item 6 on the agenda is the introduction. Will be the introduction of the FY17 budget. We've had budget hearings over the last few weeks, and a budget workshop, budget hearing is coming up on June 13th. So first, I wish to thank all the department heads for their work in preparing the town budget proposals, and the town council for their detailed review of the proposed budget over the 3 budget work sessions we've held since April 18th. For all the work that all of you and all of our partners in the nonprofit and community health agencies have done, and also funds, we thank you. The budget, proposed budget holds the current property tax rate at 68 cents for $100 valuation. There are no increases in any fees for town water, wastewater, or stormwater utilities. The overall town budget for all departments for fiscal 2017 totaled $19.4 billion. This represents an increase of 13% compared to the current FY 2016 budget. Breakdown for the proposed town budget is as follows. General fund. The total of the general fund is $8.3 million, or a 38% increase of $2,297,769. The percentage of increase in income to the general fund results from prior year surplus, or what we call the, we'll refer to the years as our reserves, that will advance the $2,319,271 to FY 2017 capital and operating budgets. The single largest expense in FY 17 budget is the New Rowland Police Facility, representing a capital outlay of $2.2 million approximately, and will be financed by town reserves. That's all related. Everything there, the one is related to the other. The reserves will be replenished over the next 10 to 12 years by the annual proceeds to Berlin, to the town of Berlin, from Worcester County Impact Slot Revenues Grants. The payback period is based on the average level of the annual slots grant the town has received since its inception. So it's not based on any projected increase or potential increase. It's based on this historical grant. The idea there is that using our reserve to make this finally possible after roughly a quarter century, that then we'll be replenishing the reserves with that money. Also, it's not restricted, but one of the preferences the county and the state have for slots revenue income to any government, county or municipal, is for public safety. So this is kind of a sweet spot for all parties. Among the utility funds, the electric fund totals $5.5 million, which is a 1% decrease, reduction totaling $42,835. The reduction in costs from purchased power is reflected in decreases of residential and commercial electric sales, during the new budget year. The water fund totals $1 million, which is a 5% reduction of $53,850. This reduction is anticipated from lower dollars from special connection revenues during FY17 as compared to the current year. Wastewater fund totals of $2.5 million, which is a 5% reduction of $128,110. This reduction is also the result of the lower anticipated dollars from special connection fees and new construction. Stormwater fund totals are $2.2 million, which represents a 1% increase of $30,000. This increase is expected from stormwater fees from new development. Town employees will receive under the recommended budget, town employees will receive a 3% salary increase and will incur no increase in health insurance costs for the fifth consecutive year. New this year is the first recommended increase in over 25 years to the salaries of the mayor and council. Councilmember Elwood Brigham is serving his 25th year. Councilmember Dean Burrell is serving his 20th year on the Berlin Council. Both are receiving the same annual salary they received since beginning their respective elected offices on the town council. The FY17 budget increases the annual salary for the mayor from $5,000 per year to $15,000 per year, and council salaries from $2,000 per year to $7,500 per year. Neither the mayor or any council member receives any salary increase until such time as the respective office has been up for elections in the regular sequence of mayor, council, district, or at-large municipal elections. The new salary levels are recommended after comparing Berlin's salaries for mayor and council to other municipalities on the eastern shore of Maryland based on the comparative population and budget size. As has been the course over the past several years, I believe the overall goal of the fiscal 17 proposed town budget enables the town of Berlin to remain a financially stable and steady level of continued incremental improvements in municipal services while allowing the town to continue to invest in infrastructure and property, provide permanent benefits to the community for several decades into the future. Public hearing on the budget will be held Monday, June 13th at a regular session of the Mayor and Council right here. As we prepare for the formal introduction of fiscal 17 town budget tonight, are there any final recommendations by any council member who would like to make for the council to move for the council's consideration?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have two of them, please.
Councilmember Ruiz.
I had sent out an email to the mayor and council and town administrator with two requests. The first request would be an increase to the Berlin Police Department of approximately $20,000 to allow the department to purchase the Chevy Tahoes with the police package on there rather than the Ford Interceptors. As originally requested. After speaking with the chief and speaking with other agencies around the area, these are a much better vehicle, a heck of a lot safer. And as I stated in my email, with two U.S. major highways running through our town, and unfortunately having one vehicle that I'm aware of destroyed last year, we want to make sure that our officers are safe. And I think this is...
These match what we have been buying recently? Right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They're approximately three or four in the carpool already?
Four.
Okay. In the carpool already. So that's one request that I would have. You don't need to vote on this one this evening, though, correct?
Basically, just if anybody has any objection, otherwise we'll just amend the budget. Because when it's introduced.
Okay.
And then... if any, there is one more opportunity to actually change it, and that's after the public hearing.
Okay.
But we can make that change if everybody agrees on just with that.
And truth be told, just so the council knows, I went to the chief with this request.
Great.
The second request, which is obviously something that I picked up on last year, and Councilman Burrell picked up on this year, would be the credit card charges that the town is currently absorbing for any bills that are paid downstairs. And I had put out there to the mayor and council that we should consider a flat 3% convenience charge or a flat $5 convenience charge. After speaking with a couple of the council members this evening for our meetings, I'm going to weigh a little bit heavier to the 3% flat convenience charge for bills that are paid downstairs.
By credit card only.
With seeing that increase of 26% or almost $60,000 in charges, this will more than offset what I've requested for the police department. I just feel that we should be a little bit more transparent than this, and it's just a convenience charge. It's not a moneymaker. It's just a convenience charge. And as I stated in my email, I mean, even the Internal Revenue was charging. Everybody charges for convenience. So folks still have that option to write the check, mail it in, bring it in, pay cash, whatever. But I think that we should seriously consider a 3% convenience charge.
Does anyone have any questions or comments?
I have to say, how about the police vehicle recommendation? Councilmember Julius stated that the Tahoe is a more safer vehicle. And I just wonder, and I don't know how to say this, but to say it, why we were presented a budget for a police vehicle that was not the best out there. One could conclude by that email that was sent, and that we didn't start with the best, and that concerns me. Now, I wonder if this was in Councilmember Julius's rendition or justification for this vehicle, because the Tahoe is his preference. If the Tahoe is his preference, I don't have a problem with it. But if we were presented with a recommendation from the mayor and from the chief that is like second best, I got a problem with it.
And then just to go back, I think every department head for as long, at least the last 8 years, has been given more responsibility for the budget, the proposed budget, than they ever have. And I don't think they're put under undue pressure, but being financially diligent and responsible is more than implied in that process. Felt as they have been, and quite frankly, I've been very pleased with the amount of things we're able to do, that I don't think we're talking about something here that's inadequate, inappropriate, unsafe. It's just best or better, and I do not want to criticize myself, because I feel like the direction initially comes from the mayor through the town administrator to be as financially responsible as possible. And if, quite frankly, it can sometimes work the other way. Sometimes something might be proposed by a department head that would be the very best, but we may determine that for financial considerations primarily, that something a little less expensive to get the job done. And so I appreciate your concern, but I wouldn't read too much into it. But remember, those budgets didn't come down by magic. They came down by those folks putting their pens and pencils and calculators and probably did a little dance here and there to try to find ways to keep our costs in law. So, I quite frankly am pleased with two things. I like the fact that you want the very best. I think that's what we want as a community. We want the best. And at the same time, I also like the fact that you look at the credit card situation and Councilman
Goyas and also looking at the, some of the details, that gives me even more, what would I call it? I sleep better knowing that there's a lot of eyes looking at this budget before we pass it, and that everybody's contributing and,
Well, I don't want to speak for the chief, but I know that when I first got elected on the council, the chief was purchasing used vehicles out of Texas and was saving a lot of money. He was getting a good warranty with them, etc. And at the time, those vehicles worked. But, you know, when I first came on the council, there wasn't, you know, a laptop in every car. You know, times and situations have changed. And I keep up with vehicles, etc. And, you know, this new car that Ford has created, which was trying to be like a midsize between the Explorer and the Tahoe to save police departments money, etc., it's kind of been standard in the industry. And when Tom brought it up, I started doing my own investigating. And apparently, you know, it's not really working out very well. It's not as safe as the Tahoes. There's not as enough room, as much room in it in the Tahoes, you know, for transporting people, etc.
And the gear
and all of that. And I just think that the chief, you know, with building a new police department, you know, he was just sticking to the standard in the industry and probably was happy that a council member came to him and said, hey, you know, I'm concerned about this. So, you know, I think it's a good thing. And the credit card thing, you know, I don't think people that don't pay with credit cards should have to be supporting folks that, you know, are using credit cards. And that's kind of been standard in the industry now, that when you call on the phone, they charge you. If you go online, they don't. So I think it's a good thing that, you know, we're making it a little more of a level playing field for everyone playing electric, that we have created a line item to support that procedure. And, you know, I do think it's a good thing for the chief and the police department to be the best equipment they need.
Personally, my preference, I'm a General Motors person. I would like to hear what the chief has to say.
Thank you, Bert. I would start off and say that I don't do this work alone. I'm smart enough to know I'm not smart enough. So I'll make that statement first. We up there had Senior Officer Merle Bragg last year's budget and this year go ahead and vet over six vehicles. Plus, we went ahead and we spoke to all of our partners. We would first go ahead and say the Ford is not a substandard vehicle.
Yeah.
We have three of those. But again, the better vehicle is. We're talking about $10,000 difference. Why do we have three Fords? Because there were no Chevy Tahoes available in the whole country. Availability. When they can go ahead and make $50,000 selling the same exact vehicle that they sold to us for $28,000, they stopped production and they made it for the public sector and stopped making them all together. Right now, because all the other agencies, meaning Maryland State Police, Ocean City, Pocomoke, and Ocean High, all went to the Ford, and a lot of other agencies, the availability is now back to something that we can go ahead and make a phone call, wait 3 months, and go ahead and get versus 18 months. So the availability falls back in line. At the time of the budget, again, we were asked, can we get away with no vehicles? I'm hearing what you're saying. So the first thing we say is, we're not going to go ahead and ask for additional $10,000 when we have their found a vehicle in the fleet for $25,000 and jump up this cost. So we put it before, and this is what we ended up with. The concern to say, hey, isn't the Tahoe a safer vehicle? Yes, it is. So that's right where we are.
If so you have an objection with the proposal?
Of course not.
Okay. I think you had to carry the ball this far.
Again, the pound of flesh that I had to go ahead and leave on the table and going around in circles. We would love for, you know, him to go ahead and ask us, and we would provide the same information that he had to gather from the sheriff's office. We would definitely love all those things. So, again, inclusion all the way in that whole process. If there was any questions, like the question that was asked, to call me up on the phone and go ahead and ask that question, we will go ahead and be able to show you all that information to go ahead and say that these are studies that Detroit, that they're put together for the vehicles, and that, yes, the Tahoe is the number one vehicle.
Thank you. I'll ask the same question we did before. Does anyone object if we make that amendment to the budget before, as part of the formal introduction? Great. Thank you. And also, Everybody refused it.
You shared this. Didn't you share something with us about the availability of these cars up front? I think you did.
Well, again, last year, we could not get them at all, and that was, again, I don't know what time we're discussing. Right now, again, if we have their order today, we'll be able to go ahead and get something, you know, close to 90 days.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yes. Welcome to the public. All right. At this point, do we need to have a motion to actually introduce the budget? Or do we just make this amendment and we'll have a public hearing?
It's just like
we're not voting on the budget.
It's just like any other ordinance.
Yeah. Okay. We'll make sure we're doing it right.
Just so I can be clear, I think Councilor Boyes is recommending a 3%, a flat 3% convenience charge. Is that
correct? Correct. Yes. And again, just by good fortune, we're talking about a $60,000 reduction and a $20,000 increase, although they're unrelated, they're all part of the same thing. We have no objection to that, right? And again, I want to emphasize, thank you to everyone. This is definitely a lot of folks giving it their best, and I think the proof is in the pudding. And I also want to commend all the council people for their support for this new police department. It's been needed for a very long time for a variety of reasons, including financial circumstances. The town probably did not feel confident enough or comfortable enough to make that investment, but now we have the money to do it, and we have the income source that is as reliable as about anything else can be these days, that I don't think is going to drive me go away. And so, certainly it took a lot longer than we all hoped, but I think we've come up with something that this new police facility will be serving the community, or at least will be a half century or more. And is designed to be upgraded and changes in technology and demand.
Okay. Yes, so we included summary pages of the budget in the public packet, but if anybody wants a full complete copy, they can just get with Vicki and she'll have copies available to you.
Okay. All right. Next is item 7. Laura,
sure, this is the annual tax rate resolution. It comes with the budget introduction. As the mayor pointed out, there's no change in the tax rate. So you're required by law to adopt this resolution and bring it back to the office.
And is that something we do need to do?
Yes.
Here we have a motion by Councilmember Burrell to approve the tax rate, basically to keep it at even at 68 cents per $100 evaluation for our property tax. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you very much. And now with our departmental reports, we'll start with Administrative Services Director Mary Fuller.
Thank you. This past Saturday, we held our first annual Spring Just Walk for a Light event. Got a break in the weather Saturday morning for the first time all week, which was good. We had about 20 people in attendance. They seem to enjoy the longer routes that we provided, and we're looking forward to continuing to hold this event. This will now make it twice a year that we hold a Just Walk for a Light event.
And is the other one in September or
November?
November?
Yes.
Okay, so it shouldn't be too cold or too cold.
Right. Usually we have a gorgeous day for the November walk. This spring walk was a little iffy.
We haven't had spring yet.
Yes. The only other thing that I have is that the Parks Commission meeting was rescheduled from last week and will be held tomorrow evening at 5:30.
Thank you. Next is Water Resources and Public Works Director Jane Kreider.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. In case nobody knew, we had a water main break on Friday. we became aware of it around 9 o'clock, 9:05, somewhere in there. Phone calls from everywhere. What happened was one of the isolation valves, the top blew off, the actual bolts had worn out over time. And we're talking a line that's probably been in since 1940. So it was due. We were fortunate that when we did the reconstruction of Graham, Bryce, and Vine, that we changed out a lot of the other isolation valves. So we were able to very quickly isolate the area, get water restored within a half an hour to the rest of the town while we grouped together and managed our repair.
So those other valves were in condition and
they were brand new, brand new.
They could divert the water.
Right. Well, they just isolated, so the water can still flow everywhere else, just isolate that area. It took some time for the water that was in that area to dissipate out of the pipes so we could repair it. It was done. I wasn't in town. I felt horrible not being here. It was a challenge. It was a terrible weather. It was raining. It was just nasty and cold.
Gale.
But those, they all jumped in and did a terrific job.
Again, I want to please pass on our thanks to all your crew and also the coordinating with Mary for the code red getting out. If we had told people that kind of response and that kind of notification was possible even 5 or 6 years ago. So, two things. Let's be thankful that we're where we are because things will happen. And the other is also, I think it should be very, very thankful that your folks came through with the job and they just had you worried on the other end. But really, I think that's a great testimony
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, I just want the press to be aware. I went over there. I've got some good pictures. This staff jumped in a nasty day, and I know they were out there 8-10 hours working on this. They were smiling. There was no bad attitudes. But the thing that appalled me was the traffic on William Street flying down the road. I don't know what's up with this public. But when you see an ambulance or a police car or public works truck out in the middle of a road, common sense would tell you to slow down. But I have noticed that emergency vehicles, this type of situation, people are oblivious to it, and it's a safety issue. You've got all this staff standing around a hole in the ground with a problem, wind and rain, and you can't slow down to 5 or 10 miles an hour. So I just think there's a story out there to address the public with the summer coming and all the, there's a million trips to the AGH hospital and ambulances that, people need to start moving over for these emergency vehicles. And when they see town or county or employees on the side of the road, slow down because it's a definite problem and it's getting worse.
Statistically, there have been more accidents, some up here in town, but statewide.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say about the last 12 months, but 12 months previous, there were more injuries for workers who were working on roads or in the immediate proximity.
Well, the county had a fatality.
It's common sense. Several throughout the state. I think, again, it's very much an awareness thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the people, it appears, and I guess maybe it's just getting older, but it appears everyone is much less patient. And expects everything.
And they're all focused on wherever they're going and get out of their way.
Just a quick question. Gene, and this is probably for you and the chief, is there any way you could put like a huge dump truck or something in the way to keep these people away from your people?
Well, there was a backhoe out kind of.
They were aiming for that. Because I drove by there, I saw them.
Right.
A big vehicle, though.
You're in the state, those things with those big bumpers on the back. I know we don't have that.
We got a deuce and a quarter.
Some
police department.
I mean, she had a vacuum truck out there that is huge. She had a backhoe out there that was in the middle of the intersection, and at least 8 or 9 employees. And I'm going like this to traffic coming down William Street, like, slow down. It's just the public is selfish and not aware. They won't move over for an ambulance going to a hospital or a fire truck going to a fire. God bless you all on the side of the road, chief and town staff, honestly.
Well, let's say, I think it's a great suggestion. Look at your procedures, see if there's any fine-tuning that can be done that hopefully would help the situation. And thank you very much for basically raising the issue to the public because...
Well, it's a safety issue.
Thank you. Absolutely.
I just have one more thing. I put it in the weekly report, but I thought it was worth speaking to the public. Jamie Latcham was elected to the Maryland Rural Water Board of Directors at the conference last week, and he'll be serving there for 3 years, and we're very proud of him as the first person from Berlin to be a member of that board. So.
Excellent. Excellent. How long has Jamie been with the staff?
15 years.
15 years. Excellent.
That's almost worthy of a press release, really, truly.
Yeah. You'll work that with Mary, and Laura will give you assistance or whatever. Mary's the go-to person on our press releases. So have fun. No, really. Thanks for letting us know. All righty. Next is Police Chief Arnold Bowden.
We skip one.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. It's up to you. We'll go ahead and say prom weekend, downtown Berlin was loaded with high schoolers from Stephen Decatur in reference to our prom, and we had a great weekend in reference to prom. We had a couple officers working at the prom party, so we're very glad of that. We will be out there doing a move over awareness campaign at the direction of Councilman Paul, but we had that in mind, and we've actually been discussing that. So we'll go ahead and put that out, and we'll be working with the press to make sure it's out there.
Great.
On Wednesday, we'll be actually doing Narcan training in reference to heroin overdoses. We've actually up there, heard that call, and we definitely have been up there working with the health department. They gave us a $500 grant to go ahead and help with that, and again, every one of our officers will be trained by the end of the month.
Great.
That's all I have to report.
Yep. That's great.
It's a shame they have to be trained in that, but it's a good
thing. And now, Electric Utilities Director Tim Moore.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. First thing I'd like to say, we got a lot of work accomplished around the shop because of all the rain last week. I think it rained 6 days straight.
Yes.
So we did get a lot of work done around the shop, but we did get some things done in the field. One of the things is Cannery Village, all the electric services have been installed and all the meters have been installed. So every unit in there, house, duplex, they're all energized. We are now starting installing more of the street lights. We put the new Victorian-style lights up at the front entrance today. They're not actually connected. They got them set, but then it started raining around noon, so they had to stop on that. They'll be back in there tomorrow connecting streetlight poles. And also we had meter rereads. Then also, I'm sure everybody's aware that the Touch a Truck event was postponed due to the wet conditions at the park. It's been moved to this coming Saturday from 10 to 2, and hopefully the weather will improve and the site will during that time. And what else do we have? And then also the emissions testing at the power plant. Units 2, 4, and 5, the emissions testing has been completed on that. Number 1 engine, the Fairbanks, they have to come back on the 19th, which is on a Thursday, I believe, to retest that engine. We had a problem with the catalyst. That's the filter system. We actually had to remove it. We're having it cleaned, and then we also have to install a, it's basically an insulating blanket that keeps the heat inside it, because this one's mounted outdoors. You got to get the temperature up to a certain amount before it'll start activating and doing what it's supposed to. And also the cooling towers, all the replacement of the filters and the louvers, that's been completed also.
This is to keep us compliant with the new RICE rules?
That's right.
Emissions?
We have to do that every 3 years.
Okay, so now you just got to get number 1 approved and you're okay.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is Planning Director Dave
Horton. Once again, good evening. Real quick, Tim mentioned Cannery. We have, as of Friday, they have 11 of the units are occupied, so 11 families are in the units there. that first 22 that we gave certificates of occupancy to. This past week on Thursday after our department head meeting, actually before our department head meeting, we met with the Harveys and Royal Farms contractor with all the department heads that were, you know, Jane and Jane's people, Tim, the chief, to just discuss pre-construction strategy for them, our town engineer from DBF. And we will do the same this Thursday after our department head meeting with the Dollar General contractor. So those projects are up and running. You may have noticed the vinyl fencing that was on the site plan for the Dollar General went up today. And if you're out at Arby's or Royal Farms, there's silt fencing and the trees have been removed. Some of the Arby's building has already been taken down, but the majority of it's still there. But I think they're waiting for the rain to subside a little bit too, and they're going to be clearing that off shortly. They had anticipated having it gone already, but it's not. This Wednesday on the 11th, the Planning Commission will meet, and we have two things on the agenda. One is the site plan review, the approval for the Habitat for Humanity of Worcester County project on 21 Jefferson Street. They will go for their site plan approval, so the next step would be to move towards permitting if they get an approval of that site plan. And the other item on the agenda is, it's really just a concept presentation from the Worcester County Library Board for the new Berlin Library. So they have design elements done. There's Tim and Jane and some of Jane's people and I have already met with Ron Cassio from the Library Board. He's kind of spearheading a lot of that just to get some of the questions out of the way beforehand about where we're going to place things and where things belong and costs associated. I anticipate they'll be moving forward once they know where their funding's going. Looks like plans are done, elevations are done. Looks like a beautiful building. If you can make the time, it'd be good to come to the Planning Commission meeting and see what it's all going to be about. I think it will be a good addition to Berlin.
That's Wednesday night?
Wednesday night, yes.
Tim, I have a question that was asked by a citizen. They asked me if we were going to have two Dollar Stores in Berlin.
No, they're once that this store is up and running, their intent is to move from the Food Lion Plaza to the bigger, newer store.
Okay, because I think they read it in one of the papers that the second location in Berlin, it was stated that way.
That's definitely not going to happen. I can tell you from talking with Mr. Croson and Mr. Camp that the sooner this building is open, the quicker they will make the move, because it will be substantially larger and they will carry a much larger inventory, and they don't want to be competing with themselves.
That's the impression that I got.
Yeah, they did, I'm very pleased they were able to get a extension on their current lease so that this can all go very smoothly. I think it is a classic case.
We'll have a Dollar General, we'll have a Dollar, what's the one over?
Tree.
Dollar General.
Dollar Tree.
No, it's
Family Dollar.
Family Dollar.
Family Dollar.
That's probably the confusion.
I did go back, not saying anything about the press, but I read it because they pointed it out to me. It says Berlin's second Dollar General location. That's the way it read. So it could be confusing if you read it that way.
And our contact has been mainly with the developer of the property, not with Dollar General Corporation directly. So, I wouldn't, I haven't had any, input other than to hear that once the new one's built, that they're leaving the Food Lion Plaza. And that the company-wide, I know that Dollar General, they go to these bigger locations, just like the mayor was referring to, for a bit more inventory. A lot of it has to do with grocery, frozen and refrigerated.
Right.
So, they're expanding that part of their business, and the bigger store allows that.
I think, too, I'm not a Dollar General expert from all these conversations we've had back and forth. But I do think that there's apparently a corporate effort to have self
self-standing.
Yeah, freestanding stores.
Stores, wherever they can. And over time, I think that's all theirs is to not lease space, but own space.
Yeah, and like the 9,100 square foot model we're getting is their latest corporate model. That's their, you know, I'm sure they have it fine-tuned from a marketing and a retail perspective.
Next is our Managing Director, Jeff Fleetwood.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Tomorrow I get the pleasure of going to Salisbury University with three lovely ladies, our two international visitors, and with the County Administrator. The 20th of May, I'm attending a Public Risk Management Association in Kent Island. That's a Maryland organization regarding risk management. And then I remind all, 24th, 25th, and 26th of May, or 24th, or 25th, or 26th, please make your attendance in this chamber for Health Benefit Renewal. I need you here, need all employees here, whether they are electing, not electing benefits, because there's health insurance, life insurance, beneficiaries, want to make sure that's current, emergency contact information is up to date, and also you can get a fair shot at making a choice.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you. The next is Economic and Community Development Director, Audrey Wells.
Good evening again, Mayor and Council. Just a few things tonight. I wanted to let everyone know that May Day Play Day is scheduled for Friday from 5 to 9, sponsored by Ocean 98. There is no rain date for this event, and the weather does look like it may rain, so keep your eyes out on social media and the radio station for further updates on that. They're really excited, actually, because they have Tyrannosaurus Rex, W-R-E-C-K-S, and the DJs are going to have a basketball course playing basketball competition with them, so that'll be fun. I'm hoping that it doesn't rain and everybody gets to come out and have a good time. I wanted to let you know Berlin Farm Supply is the new name of the store that opened up on Broad Street across from where the Moore Building is. And they want to be your general, your basic general store. They will have farm supply items, plus they'll have local meat, cheese, ice cream. They have jams and jellies and flour. So they're trying to model themselves after an old-fashioned general store. And then also, I am working on, over the last several weeks, a new billboard design for Route 50. If you notice, the billboard is fading, and it's time for us to get a new billboard. So I've been throwing some ideas around with the mayor and Laura and several of the staff members. So we're working on a new billboard design. So hopefully we can share that with you via email over the next couple of weeks.
Okay. When you get finalized, you send it out.
Oh, yeah.
I might see it.
Definitely.
It's a big improvement.
Still working out.
But improvement is what it's all about.
Yeah. And I won't be here the next council meeting because I'll be at the National Main Street Conference in Wisconsin, Milwaukee.
Oh, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Also, I've been working with a lot of the businesses on their facade grant applications, and I received approvals last week. I wanted to let you know I did put this in the report, but I do also think it's the press should hear this as well, that Gilbert's Provisions, they were given a facade improvement grant for redoing the facade. He's redoing the back of the Breeder Hill building to make it actually look like the front of a building. And the side as well. Yeah. And Maryland Historic Trust has approved that. Also, for what will be the Berlin Butcher Shop, she was approved for the previous owner, Linda Palmer, she was approved for new doors for that establishment as well. And the new Sore Fathom, Hunter and Devin applied for signs, and they were approved for new signage for the shop that'll open up. And then also the Berlin Visitor Center did get the approval for the new facade and the window repair and door for the visitor center.
Well, that's going to make it look better and also more can finish, I guess, most of the energy efficiency improvements.
Still contingent on FY17 approval for capital budget.
It's 100% improvement over what's to be for it and everything.
And then also, people have been asking me, and I wanted to state this publicly, that the Peach Festival will happen this year. There was the Bennett Farms, they lost all of their peach orchards this year, every single one of them. So there was some concern that there wouldn't be any peach for the Peach Festival. But there will be a Peach Festival this year. There will be peaches. And I just wanted to make that a public statement that there will be a Peach Festival this year.
They just won't have local peaches.
They'll have local peaches, but not the Bennett Farm peaches that have historically been supplied. They lost every single one of their...
Thank you very much. Next is County Administrator Laura Allen's report.
We have a request to purchase a single reel trailer. Single reel turret trailer. Tim, would you like to describe that? It's a nice trailer. It's full of the electric utility.
That's a weird toys.
Yeah.
It's a nice trailer. I like it.
What this is basically right now, when we go to install wire, like Henry Village, for example, we have these portable stands. It's basically a metal device that you carry out in the truck. You set it up, you set the reel on it. These things were built like in 1960. Most utility companies have wire trailers or utility trailers for installing wire. This particular trailer, if the town ever decides to go to underground in the town, it requires that you install what's called 750 aluminum cable, which is very heavy on very big reels. This reel trailer actually gives us the ability to do that at some point if you decide you want to start underground in the electric system. But it also can be used now for purposes like pulling in overhead wire. It's got a braking system which allows you to pull wire overhead of the energized wires. It keeps the wire taut so it doesn't creep down into the energized wire. This trailer is at the size to where you could actually put two reels of cable on it if need be for like installing underground cable, for example. I also talked to Natalie, the finance manager, about the monies for this. I actually had $175,000 in the capital budget that was left over in this year's budget. Which she said that would certainly cover the cost of this trailer. But it would vastly improve the installation of underground and overhead wire both.
You can use it for both.
Time. Yes, you can do both. This trailer also turns 180 degrees. Not the trailer itself, but the device that the wire sits on. So if you're sitting on the street and you have to pull this direction, you know, going out through a field or something, the trailer actually turns sideways, which gives you that capability to do that.
That sounds like quite something we would keep with all these projects going on.
Yes,
sir. Sounds like you're putting it to work.
Yes, it'll be a lot. It'll be around for a long time, and this will basically fulfill any type of job that we need to do overhead or underground.
When would it be available for actual use for here?
You mean here? Well, if we get it in time, it would actually be used on the Dollar General job. Installing the underground on that job, if we, at some point, I think we're supposed to underground that overhead area. Mm-hmm. When they realign the road, it would be used for that also. Any type of subdivisions, basically any job that we do, including house services, too.
Can I make the motion then? Because I like how you're forward thinking and it can be used, you know, for underground when we do go that way.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'd like to make a propose we approve the payment of a single reel turret trailer for $23,099.
Okay, we have a motion to approve a purchase order for a wire reel utility trailer for 25. A motion been made by Councilmember Hall. Amount of $23,099. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Passes unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. No comments? This is a very, very busy time, and please pass on to your employees how much we appreciate. You know, we realize that there is no average day anymore. At least, particularly the next 2 months, everybody's
hands on deck all the time, and that's not it without the emergencies that do happen from time to time. Please let them know how much we appreciate what they're doing, but also that I think, as I mentioned to Jane at the last hearing, they're not going to often hear the compliments, but we do, and so I wish there was some way in which we could automatically do that. You never know when someone's going to do that, and I'm always extremely grateful when people do say and tell them, share with us their experiences with our town employees. So thank you so much.
Okay. No, sir, I'm fine.
Okay.
The Cannery Village bus stop, the chief and the public school system have worked out the stop at the end of the street. I actually saw all buses stopping there today, so that's working good. And I want to thank Jamie and her department for repairing that hole at the end of Cannery Village. It was a pothole that was really brewing. And I'd like to ask them all, where are we with the developer taking responsibility for this permanent repair?
It's actually part of a couple of other items that we're talking to them about. So it's mixed in there with a few other topics.
Yeah, what we've been doing is basically having a checklist of things that must be accomplished to get this project completely off. I think that the most important thing is we want a face-to-face opportunity to share these to get it all squared away.
Yeah. So tell me, when can I expect for this to be resolved?
Well, I don't believe the developers asked for the final inspection, has he been?
No.
Dave?
No.
So how long would it possibly take once that request is made?
I would say a couple, 3 weeks.
It's got to be inspected by our engineer, by Davis Bowman and Friedel, and a punch list generated for corrections that have to be made, so that would be part of it.
Yep.
And the infrastructure, like the lift stations and the laterals for the sewer line, are all the ones they've had issues with. A punch list gets generated.
I don't know if I can promise the end of June, but...
Is that in the ballpark?
I would say it's in the ballpark. Okay.
And obviously, because of the interest in the community and certainly among the council members, just give us an update when there's something to report.
Okay.
Thank you.
Councilman? I'm good. Thank you.
Right. Do we have anyone who's attending here tonight wishing to make any comments, questions, or address any concerns from the council? I would like to recognize our two international guest, Jalika Chisma. You did a real good job bringing out the sun Sunday. I saw when I first met you, I said that was your first duty was to get the sun to come and stay. So you got a good start. Now just get to come back in time for Friday night. You're doing great. We very much enjoy having you. I was delighted with the turnout and we had both the reception last week at the Visitor Center. And wish you well. Hope that the trip is everything that you were anticipating. Okay.
Sorry, it's so much like London.
Temporarily. Do we have any questions from the press? Danger, thank you very much for your attendance and for your patience.
Absolutely. I will be happy.
It'll be for you.